So, if you've been paying attention to the news recently, you may have actually seen that there were protests staged all across Morocco. There were people taking to the streets to demand better healthcare and education, and a lot of them were from Gen Z. 2SER's producer and sometimes correspondent BT Tao just happened to be in Morocco when everything went down and is here now with us to give an explainer of what has been happening in Morocco. Beatty, welcome.
Hi, Cody. Thanks. Happy to be back on 2SER as always.
So, Beatty, please, can you tell us what is the crux of the issue for protesters there in Morocco? What has got them taking to the streets and taking such serious action?
Yeah, thanks, Cody. So, really, at the crux of this issue is people are protesting for better healthcare and better education. These kind of started up around September 27, I believe, is when the first protests kicked off. And it was all across Morocco in many of the largest cities, including the capital of Rabat. And it's particularly sensitive at the moment in the context that the Moroccan government is building a major sporting stadium ahead of hosting the FIFA World Cup in 2030. And many of the protesters are reportedly furious or upset at the spending on this while they claim they don't have basic healthcare in their public hospitals or adequate education. And that in turn creates more barriers for employment. I've also seen on social media chants accusing the government of corruption.
So you would say that these protests have, I guess, been kicked off because of how the government is spending on this stadium and combined with the corruption involved there?
So that's definitely one element. And this is me speaking anecdotally now that from what I've read and from what I've heard speaking to people on the ground, there's anger that the government is investing money into things like this major stadium, but also into other things like the international airport. Things that are kind of creating facade for tourists when the necessities of locals they feel is severely lacking. So while that's one element, the main catalyzing event is really sadly that there were eight women that died in a public hospital in a maternity ward. This is in the town of Agadir, and as reported by Morocco World News. And I understand that these deaths were the start of demonstrations, and that town, Agadir, has since been the site of protests, which have escalated quite significantly.
Goodness. So, did you have any idea of what the situation was like before you landed in Morocco? You mentioned that tourist facade there. Was that something that you kind of got hoodwinked by and then everything just kind of happened?
Yes, so when I arrived in Morocco, like of course I had no idea about that these protests were about to kick off, and I actually was in quite a remote area when they started. And while I was in remote parts of Morocco, I was hearing anecdotally that life for many people is really hard. Access to hospitals is extremely difficult. There's none for hours and hours. They'd have to travel really, really far to get to one. And even if they were able to get to a hospital, there's no confidence in the locals that they'd be treated or, be able to see a doctor. And also children there, a lot of them don't continue schooling after about the age of 11 or 12 because there's no schools. They have to be sent into the cities. And so it was interesting hearing this, from the people I was meeting. And then when we got back into reception and the city of Marrakesh, hearing that there'd been protests all week long about this exact issue.
It's shocking. Yeah, it sounds like people are being pushed to the extreme there to try and get better treatment. Yeah, could you just dig into a little bit more about how the protests have unfolded and how things, I guess, allegedly got out of control?
Yes. So, like you said, I understand that some of the protests did get out of control and ended with rioting and vandalism. And very sadly, as of recording, there have been allegedly three protesters that were shot and since died, and hundreds more people that have been arrested. According to France 24, authorities did describe the deaths as quote unquote legitimate defense, and that was after the group allegedly tried to storm a police station. So, as of recording now, the protests have been going on for 10 consecutive nights. So, it's quite significant.
Tell us a bit more about these protests or the protesters themselves?
As you mentioned up the top, it's one of the latest countries to have, what's been called dubbed a Gen Z movement. And certainly the protesters describe themselves in that way too. The youth-led movement has banned under the name of Gen Z 212. The 212 refers to the dialing code that is Morocco. And I read on France 24 that this group has, Gen Z 212 has about 180,000 members on Discord. So you can kind of see how they're communicating as well and mobilizing. Yeah, and it's followed several other countries that have experienced something similar, starting with Nepal a few weeks back, but also since Madagascar and Peru.
Very similar indeed, I've got to say. I mean, I was listening to what's been happening in Nepal, and like over there in Morocco, a lot of it was being organized in via Discord. And bringing it back to Morocco now, you obviously were there during these events, although you were sort of in an isolated area. So what was it actually like to be back in Morocco in the aftermath of all these protests and upheavals that have been happening?
You could tell there'd been a real shift. There was a lot of police presence. We saw a lot of police cars parked up, kind of monitoring town squares. And I also noticed some graffiti with quite a common anti-police slogan. Mm. Whether that had been graffitied that week or previously, I'm not too sure. But yeah, you could definitely feel the tension upon entering the city. Spoke to a couple locals, and I did try to get some to go on record a little bit, even anonymously, and they really didn't want to. One person said essentially that they couldn't do that because they'd fear for any repercussions on their family. So I do think that speaking out against the government can, from what they were telling me, can have consequences, essentially.
It does sound like quite a difficult situation unfolding in Morocco there. It'll be interesting to see what happens next and whether these movements will keep building momentum.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
All right. Thank you very much for your time, Beattie. Stay safe and, keep the correspondence up. And, of course, that was Beattie Tao, who was in Morocco when protests took off there recently. And if you've only just tuned in and you missed that chat, you can catch it on our website, 2ser.com.